Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of The Last Knock. I am your host, Billy Crash, without my partner, Johnny Numb, today because I have two beautiful, talented, and amazing women here with me tonight, and I'm going to introduce you to them now. We're going to get right into it. No scream outs today. The wonderful Maria Olson, who has been on here twice before, she is back again because she's going to talk about one of her 38 projects that she's working on. And we also have Jamie Bernadette, who's going to talk about one of her 20 projects that she's currently working on. Two of the hardest working ladies in horror right here on The Last Knock. Maria, Jamie, thank you both for coming on. How are you both?
Good.
Good.
How are you? Good. It's great to have you here.
Thank you again for having me. Maybe this time I'll get it right.
Are you kidding? You could come on. You could come on weekly. You're fine. You are beloved. No, and I'm glad you contacted me, Maria, because you said, "Hey, Bill, you know I'm doing. I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu, the long-awaited, 37 years in the waiting, return to the original." And well, we'll start with you, Maria. How did this happen?
Well, I saw it out on the casting networks about 18 months ago now, and I was thrilled to see that A, the film was going to be happening, and B, that there was a leading role for a woman, for an actress in my age demographic. I was like, holy shit, yes, I need to do this. So I said,
what, 20 to 25?
Yeah. That's Jamie. I submitted for it, and I got an audition invitation. I put myself on tape because they were accepting taped auditions.
Okay.
I taped it with my manager, sent it off to them. I got an immediate email that said, "We loved you. You'll be hearing from us soon."
Mm-hmm.
Then I sat for about 10 months wondering what was happening.
Oh, boy.
Then,
wow.
Yeah. What actually was happening was that they decided to shoot I Spit in Your Grave, Vengeance is Mine, the third in the remake series, and then get back to Deja Vu. But I didn't know that. I'm just a little mushroom at that stage, you know, waiting on a telephone call. And then the call came, coming to callbacks. Callbacks were amazing. Mayor Zarki gets up and hugs me, and I'm like, what is this? He seems to like me. Maybe I'm good. Then I got through the second callbacks where I came across Jamie Bernadette, and I was like, yes, I know her. I hope she gets to play the lead in this film. Please let her do that. I know her. Yes. And then I think that was 4 hours. Wow. I left a little bit crushed because they were like, you have an accent. And I was like, well, yeah, if you put like scenes under my nose to read instantly, my South African accent's going to come out, eh? But they didn't hear I had an accent on the audition tape that I originally sent to them because I had learned those lines, you know, with the accent. And eventually that was one of the things that was like, yeah, all right, we'll give you the role. Okay, fine, you know. The eventual conversation with Terry Zarki, where I got the role, was like a non-event. There was no like, we would like to cast you as Becky. There was like, well, we'll email you a contract. I was like, does that mean I have it? So yeah, it was amazing. And then I love the script. It's like the hugest amount of dialogue ever, which I learned like really quickly.
Wow.
Because at the time I learned that I was booked, we were shooting in 3 weeks, and I was like, holy shit, wow, I have to do some really quick learning for this. And then the shoot got pushed because of location issues and stuff, and I was like, day one of my shooting, I'm like, I know this backwards. I'm good to go. And that, in a very large nutshell, is how I became involved in I Spit in Your Grave, Deja Vu.
Wow. That's Jamie, did you have a similar experience or what?
Yeah, very similar. I, too, saw the notice on Casting Networks and submitted a tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear anything back. So I was like, oh, well, I guess they didn't like me, you know. And I knew the film. I had already seen the original 1978 film. So I loved it when I saw the notice I was like, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. Like, yeah, I didn't hear again for like 10 months. Same thing. I didn't know what was happening either. I just figured they already cast someone else. And then they
Right.
called me in for a callback. And that callback to like meeting Mayor was amazing. I was hoping he would be there. And I was like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I'm meeting him. And he was warm and lovely. And his son, Terry, who produced the film, was so, so nice. And yeah, I went in with a couple scenes, and then Mayor just started handing me more scenes to do and more scenes to do. So I
Wow.
would read it once, and then I would, perform it. And I did probably about 5 or 6 scenes
Wow.
total that day. Yeah, I was in there for quite a while. And then I got called in a third time. And that's when Maria came in, and I was like, yes, because we had worked together before, yeah. And I mean, they told me, they knew I had worked with her, that she was coming in, but to her, that was a surprise. They wanted to surprise her, so when she came in, I was already in
Oh.
the room, and yeah, so it was really sweet. But Maria is very humble, and that day
Yes.
she blew everyone away. Like I told Maria, accent or no accent, when you kick that much butt, no one cares anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I was in there like for about 5 hours that day, for the third time. And then I went back and forth with Terry, the producer, for about 3 to 4 months on the phone. We were having conversations sometimes once a week, sometimes every other week. And then in July, that's when he told me I had the role. So I didn't know all that time we were dialoguing back and forth, if they were going to pick me or not.
Right. So I wow, it seems like Mare is meticulous, meticulous Mare, and the whole production seemed to be that way. So I don't know who wants to take this one first. I don't know if I should launch it. I know you're gonna yell. Maria's gonna yell at me. I guess we'll go back and forth so everybody gets a. Maria, was it when you got on set? Was it yeah, Maria? Was it meticulous? Was it like was everything so squared away? It was a nice, easy, fun shoot. I mean, considering the subject matter, it can't necessarily be fun and easy, but.
Oh, we had our fun moments, believe me. The one that always will come to the top of my head is like a day on set with Camille Keaton. And we all fluff our lines. I've said some odd things. And her line was supposed to be, "Where is my daughter, you scumbag?" And it came out as, "Where is my scumbag?" So,
That does
yeah.
sound like definitely like something my first wife would have said when she was looking for me, but
I loved every minute of the shoot. Adored every minute of the shoot. I've made friends on that set that I will have for life. Terry
Oh,
Sarkey is now
wonderful.
like a brother to me. Really, he is.
Wow.
It wasn't always nice because we had to deal with some huge emotions on set, as in my
Sure.
character had to deal with them, and I had to find them and act them and do stuff that is really horrible stuff and stuff about which I cannot really tell you right now.
Right.
And also, it was physically taxing. I mean, whenever you ask me to wander around in the woods in like army boots or something like that, I'll say, yeah, that'll be fun. And then spend about 27 days dreading it because I know I'll fall on my face at some stage during the shoot, and it was physically taxing as well sometimes for me because, in films like this, yeah, you're gonna have stunts. Yeah, you're gonna have very physical moments where you're like jumping on someone or they're jumping on you or you're both diving for a gun or whatever it is,
Right.
And the nature of the beast is you do it again and again and again and again and from 10 different angles until you finally get it right or you die, one of the two. So it was a difficult shoot because of the physicality and because of the emotions, but I love doing both of those, and it was a nice shoot because of all the wonderful people, subject matter, everything else. I love Mayer. We used to sit on set singing show tunes to each other.
Oh,
Really.
wow.
Yeah. Oklahoma. you name it.
Wow.
You know, we pick a show and sing, literally sing these songs to each other. Yeah. Wow.
See how nice people are in horror? You know, it's fantastic. Everybody's so nice in the horror industry. I love it. Oh, man. So Jamie, this is heavy subject matter, because in this story, Camille Keaton, it's 37 years later. Apparently, from what I understand from the synopsis, she's written a book, controversial book, and members of the family of the men that she had killed in the original, they're coming after her. So this must have been, just as intense for you because of your character. What role does your character play in this?
I play Christy Hills, Jennifer Hills' daughter.
Daughter, okay.
So I'm playing Camille Keaton's daughter, yeah. And yeah, I mean, it was a 6-week and 1-day shoot.
Wow.
Out of that time, I would say 2 of those days I would consider were easy for me.
2, okay, so wow.
Yeah, so it was a very, very intense shoot. Very challenging, but also a lot of fun. As Maria said, like, everybody there, I mean, we truly are like a family. Like, they just made it so much easier for me and gave me so much support. Just there's deep, deep friendships there that doesn't always happen on every set. So, and Mayer, I was super comfortable with, and Terry as well. So, you know, it was difficult, but I have the fondest of memories from it. And it was difficult because of the subject matter, which I think is in a lot of horror films. I mean, horror, I think, is one of, if not the toughest genre to work in, because, you know, in horror you get things like grief a lot, and terror, and, you know, it's in very physical roles, it's, you know, versus a lot of comedies where you, you know, just, you know what I mean, you have dialogue and crack jokes, and, you know, you're clean the whole time rather than having blood all over you and falling and doing stunts. And you know, so horror is the most demanding genre that I've worked in. So, and I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu, you know, I think just goes along with the genre.
And why do you love the genre so much?
I've loved the genre since I was a child, actually. I was obsessed with horror films. I would act them out. You know, like Nightmare on Elm Street, I would act like Nancy and do all the scenes from the movie and make my friend do them with me. And she was Tina. And like, so I just always liked it for some reason. And I think as an actor, like, going into those emotions of terror and grief and running, and, you know, to me, that's exciting. You know, while it's very difficult and can be so emotionally draining, especially when you're doing it day after day after day, it's also very rewarding. I like being challenged, you know?
Sure, I understand. If you're not being challenged, then why do it, right?
Right, exactly.
Wonderful. Maria, I mean, we talk about the subject matter and we go back to the original 1978 film, controversial at the time, of course, and the tagline was, I remember in my youth, you know, a court would never convict her because of the revenge she's getting. And every time when I first saw the film, you know, I loved it because not like, I mean, the rape scene at the time was really intense, what happened to Camille Keaton's character, Jennifer Hills. But, you know, the afterwards, it was like, it was almost like a slasher in reverse where you're rooting for the person with the knife or like, yes, get them all, kill them, you know? And, so I, you know, thinking of this subject matter, knowing how worldwide the, how we still have, you know, even in, you know, my own country, the United States, what, 1 out of every 5 women will be sexually assaulted in her life. It's why should people see this film? If that makes any sense.
This film as in Deja Vu.
You know, considering, because, yeah.
I think a lot of people make the mistake of thinking of I Spit in Your Grave, the original, and eventually Deja Vu as being exploitation films.
Right.
They're not. They're at the very base of them, female empowerment films. And very much in a society where one in every five women gets sexually assaulted, you desperately need female empowerment.
Agreed.
You know,
Of course.
Jennifer, Christy, even my character, although mine is gray rather than black or white,
Right.
and I do things, bad things, but I do them for reasons that people are going to be thinking about for a while.
Okay.
You know,
Sure.
even that to some extent is empowering. I'm not saying everyone go out and like attack somebody, but just be sure in the realization that whatever happens to you, losing your power is your choice.
Yeah,
You
oh, I
know?
got a What do you think, Jamie?
That was beautifully said, Maria. I agree with everything you said. And, you know, to add to that, I think that in our society, when, you know, one in five women are raped, and, you know, we have this issue of sex slavery now running rampant. I mean, this is right around the corner from us, but people, they just love to turn around and they don't want to face it. They don't want to talk about it. They want to pretend it isn't there, but it is there. And I think films like I Spit on Your Grave can motivate somebody to, you know, be more of a humanitarian, maybe start helping in these fields that need so much help, like, you know, so much help to help these women and they have, you know, groups that help women who've been in sex slavery and things like that. I
Sure.
know that I Spit on Your Grave will empower women, as Maria said. Camille told stories about women coming up to her who've been raped and like, oh, you saved my life.
Wow.
Thank you so much. So these films of truth have great impact on people and on society, and they need to be told to wake people up,
Sure.
to make them want to confront these issues, or maybe just confront their own lives and whatever they need to confront in their own lives. But every film can't be, you know, perfume and roses. We need these films
Yeah.
because people say, oh, this is exploitation. No, this is
No.
truth. And the way Mayer filmed the film in 1978 was truthful and raw.
Very.
And I think that's what some people don't like about it because they can't bear to watch it. Well, you know he's doing something right if people can't bear to watch it because it's
Yeah.
so, you know, raw.
Yeah, it's very unapologetic, which was wonderful. And
Sure.
from watching that film, I think like a lot of guys I know, it's like when they saw that, they fell in love with Ms. Keaton right away in her character, because it's like, this is the strong woman, you know, that I well I that's the woman. I mean, my wife, she's tough as nails, and that's what I like. And I think that's why the horror genre is great, because we do have the final girls, we do have, you know, these women who, at the end of the day, they're the intelligent ones. They're the ones who outrun, the attacker. And I think the genre is fantastic for that, for empowering women. Would you, whoever will want to take this, would you agree? Maria, I think, wants to, she actually looked over to where you might be, Jamie. So I guess you could take that one. I think she was lobbing that to you.
I was going to go a step further with that, actually, and say also how the genre empowers actresses. Because in what other genre would you be able to see Kathy Bates in Misery, or as hopefully my character will eventually get to be seen, me as Becky, and I Spit on Your Grave? No, we're not sweetness and light. We're not angels, but we're strong. And I thank God for screenwriters and people who create stories who have characters like that for us to portray.
Right. That's wonderful. What do you think, Jamie?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It's great to be able to play strong characters and, you know, not be the weak one all the time. And you do run into those stereotypes in film and in society about women, you know. So yeah, I agree. It's a great opportunity for females in horror to become the stronger character, be the stronger character.
Yeah, because I remember even up until like the 1960s, you know, you would hear, you know, what would the woman do? The woman would scream and she'd faint. I've never seen a woman faint before. You know, it's like, you know, it's like every woman I've seen when something happened, you know, they stood up, you know, just and you know, it's funny in that regard. But So what do you think people's reactions will be to this film then? Let's go to Maria. Oh, Maria's like, you keep making these little sounds. How could I not go to you? Because
all right,
because I know people are waiting for this. I can't wait for this movie to come out. And we'll talk about when that is soon.
You know, so far the reaction online that I've seen is 99% positive and 1%. Why the fuck do we need another sequel?
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping that people will love it and enjoy it, or at least hate it really, really, really a lot, so we can have the extremes of emotional reaction to the film. Because as Jamie was saying, if you hate it a lot, then at least you got a good emotional reaction out of someone, and somewhere along the line it's hit home with you. Right. I hope... My mind wants to go. I hope it won't suck, but it won't suck. We've got a wonderful cast.
No, it won't.
We have a great, great script. We have a wonderful team. And all I'm going to say is I hope people are going to enjoy it. You know, don't compare it to everything and its freaking cat. It's its own child.
I like that. I'm glad you said it like that. No.
You know, yes, we share characters, we share continuity, albeit with a gap of 38 years or whatever it is.
Right.
But it's not the original. It's new. It's somebody else's story now. It's Christie's story. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and her story is brand new and should not be compared to anything.
Wonderful. Jamie, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree, and I think people will definitely, you know, love to talk about this film, just like the first one. Mayer is really, really good with human psychology and, you know, just understanding how people work and developing characters and developing story. He's such a phenomenal writer that I think there will be some questions that people will ask and some discussions started, you know,
right.
Just like the first one, everything's not black and white, and Mayer is very smart. He does that on purpose. So, you know, I just hope that, you know, people will want to talk about this film, you know, because if they're talking about it, then, you know, you did something right.
I agree. And the cool thing is we are talking about it now. And, you know, thinking of the original, I remember stepping back from it going, you know, I'm rooting for another person to kill, you know, four other people. And I was like, I'm okay with that in this situation. You know, my mother, she's a survivor of rape. You know, but I didn't even know it at that time, but I just knew, like, I was raised a particular way. Not, you know, like, this is just so horrendous, just so horrible. And, you know, to see them in the film getting what they deserved, their just dessert, so to speak, it was weird because the reaction was, like, so positive, like, from me and other people I know, yeah, she got them. And it's like, you know, I liked how he conjured, you know, Mir conjured all of that, and how Camille, like, did such a wonderful job in portraying all of that. I can't imagine the hell she went through making the first one.
Wow. Yeah.
Go ahead,
if
then.
I may say,
please,
just one tiny thing, that I think your reaction when you see Deja Vu will be even more complex. Because Mayer has created even more complex and layered characters, you know, and he's presented even more of an emotional quandary to the watcher. Whose side do you want to choose to be on? Who do you think is right? Would you do what they do?
Right.
And that that goes down to every single character in the film. It's not just Camille or my character or
Right.
Jamie or whoever. Everyone you will have questions about, as in, why am I feeling this about that person because of this?
That's fantastic because complicated characters are so they're rare in film anyway. So, Jamie, did you find that with your character having to achieve some sort of balance at times or dealing with extremes within your character?
Yeah, definitely. Because, obviously I know everything that happened to my mom.
Right.
And, without giving too much away, of course,
Sure.
Maria's character, has lost her husband. As we know, and I found myself as Christy, like one time in a scene, feeling sorry for Becky, Maria's character.
Right.
And after we finished the scene, Maria's like, "Were you feeling sorry for me at one point?" 'cause she could tell. And oh, I just got a chill just thinking about doing that scene with her. It was phenomenal. But so yeah, there are moments when Christy is definitely torn,
Right.
So yeah, there's so many complexities in the film, and I mean these relationships, and the audience will of course know the backstory.
Right.
Assuming they've seen the first film. So yeah, it's going to give a lot of people a lot to think about.
You know, and I'm thinking about shooting this. Mir must have, you know, he had to have been patient, you know, knowing what you were going through, all the array of emotions, both of you and everybody else, you know, all the other actors and actresses. So, how did that go? Like between takes, like between scenes, were there long breaks, short breaks, like, you know, pull yourself together kind of thing, come back, we'll do something else. Or, you know, was he like, okay, on to the next, you know, it was like, oh crap, give me a minute, you know? What was it like? Anyone want to field this first, or do I have to pick a name?
Hashtag any scene, anytime.
Well, that's a response. No. So what do you think?
And I mean, oh,
No, who wants it? Go ahead, Jamie. We'll go back to Bria.
oh. Okay, dealing with such a sensitive subject matter without giving too much away, there were moments on set where we took a break. Mayer is very in tune with people, as I mentioned before.
Right.
He understands people and he observes people very well. So he's an actor's director, totally. So,
Wonderful.
yeah, I mean, the emotion on set by the whole crew was respected.
Okay.
Some sets you go on, there's emotional stuff going on, and there's people screaming and joking around, and
Ugh.
you know what I mean? There was
Yeah.
none of that. I mean, this crew was so professional, and Mayer is so professional. He understands how actors work. Terry, the producer, understands how actors work. So we got our time. If
Okay.
I needed to step off set and to take a moment, oh, of course they would give me that time. So it was
Oh, wow.
really, really wonderful working environment.
It's fantastic. Maria, anything to add or?
I thought that I had left my character behind, actually.
Ooh, okay.
But I don't think I have, because when Jamie was talking a minute ago about that scene where we're in the back of the van, and I was speaking to her about what my character was speaking to her character about what was going on, and I could see that she was feeling sorry for me, and we had this incredible connection within that damn scene. And just going back there in my mind right now has actually made me start to cry again.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell.
Yeah.
You Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just like, all right then. Becky's not as far from my head as I thought he was.
Oh,
It was
man.
an incredibly emotional role. Incredibly emotional role.
Wow.
Just to turn the tables on Jamie for a little bit,
Ooh,
there was
okay.
this one time I was sitting in Video Village watching her do a scene. I was sitting next to Terry, and all of a sudden she turned around as Christy and looked into the camera with such ferocity. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh crap, maybe I'm not the scariest thing in this film. I'm afraid of her now. Which is, just supporting that duality of character that I was talking about, and it can be applied to each one of us in this film.
Okay.
It's th just thinking about it is strange. I'm thinking Herman, yes. Scotty, definitely. Kevin, absolutely. Then me, then Jamie, then Camille. It's thinking back on it, it's wow. This is going to be a super interesting film.
Oh man, I can't wait I want to see it right now, to be honest.
No, sorry.
Oh well, gee, well, thanks, Mom. Jamie, well, speaking of moms, Jamie, you were raised by your mom, correct? And what influence did she have on you that you brought to this role, if any?
Oh, a lot, actually. I'm trying to think of what I can comment on that won't give a little too much away.
Okay, I hope I didn't throw you a curveball. I apologize.
Oh no, you're fine. No,
Okay.
you're fine. It's funny. I talked to my mom, my real mom, at one point during the shoot, and talked to her about how much of our relationship I was using in the film. As I related with Camille, because she's my mom, but I mean in the film. So,
Yes.
I drew upon things from my childhood. That's how I sometimes work as an actor. And I talked to my mom about some of those things, some things I hadn't thought of since I was a child. I remember one particular scene in the movie. I was pulling up something from long ago, when my mom became ill. And I pulled it up and pulled it up while I'm prepping to do the scene, and was emotionally there when we started the scene. So I definitely, my real mom was on my mind in my work every single day of that film. And the relationship that I have with my mom was similar in a lot of ways to the relationship that I have with Jennifer Hills in the movie, with Camille. So, they weren't, they're very similar with, but I can't get into too
No,
much
no, no,
of
no,
that
no, no.
until the
I'm not gonna.
film comes out.
I'm not. Believe me, I'm not gonna beg for secrets or anything like that.
Oh yeah, no, I
I'm not that guy.
know.
But it sounds like you both need a vacation, but you're not gonna get one because you both have like a combined 58 other projects. You're work. I don't go. Oh my God. You two are something else. I'm like, wow. I can't even begin. I'm looking at all these great titles, and I'm like, it's just like I don't know. So how do you rebound from a film like that? That's so emotional, it's so draining. How do you reach a point where you can let that go and, relax and just get back into you and move forward?
Well, some of us go to Belize.
I have a funny feeling that wasn't you, Marie. All right, so Jamie took off to Belize, which is wonderful, I hear. So I hope you had a good time. And I guess that helped.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's important to, I think, step away and to gain perspective, and to rest your mind. from the work. It's and it does help to leave. And as Jan O'Connell said, who also produced I Spit on Your Grave, she's a wonderful woman and producer. She said, "You got to go off the grid, man." You know, meaning like go far away. Your phone doesn't work. You know, just don't talk to anyone. And you got to let your mind rest, and you have to get some space and think about other things. Because it's really easy as an actor, a lot of actors do this where they will run through a scene that they did, even if it's 2 months ago, and they will run it over in their mind what they did 20 million times and what they could have done differently. And I mean, you can drive yourself crazy doing that.
Sure.
So.
Well, have you seen any rough cut of it yet? I know it's in post-production. I don't know how far they're in yet. So what do you so what do you think so far?
Well, we've seen her a
I
couple of
haven't.
stills.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen a rough cut, and I watched on set a playback one time of someone else. So I won't watch my playback. I wouldn't on this particular project watch my playback or anything like that. So I haven't seen anything.
Well, what?
I've
Oh,
watched.
I'm sorry. Same thing with you, Maria. You have
Yeah,
it.
I watched a couple things, but never of me. You know, a couple scenes as they were shooting. But again, never of me, because I do not want to see. I do not want what I see on screen to influence how next I portray the character in the next scene I shoot.
Okay, I understand
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, because I'll pick up stupid things like, "Oh, you look fat." Like, stand that
Me
way
too.
rather than that way, and that'll just pull me out of where I need to be.
Jamie, same thing
Yes,
then
I
for you.
do.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be like, "I hate the way my hair looks. Why'd I move my mouth that way? Like, do I really sound that terrible? Like, I need to stand up straight, you know, like, oh, it's awful."
You two are so critical, and that's what makes you wonderful, wonderful actresses. That's fantastic. In fact, what advice would you not, you know, not that I want to, you know, veer off of the subject, but what advice would you give to a young actress taking on like a powerful role like this, or either one, because you're both playing strong women and strong emotional roles. You know, what would you say to a young actress out there who wants to maybe get into horror acting in general?
Do you want me to go
Sure,
first?
go ahead. Yes,
Okay.
you're talking, it's yours.
Before I forget what I'm gonna say. I am so strongly opinionated about this.
Let's hear it.
Please go out and work. Do some work, do some student films, do some short films, audition, audition, audition until it doesn't scare you anymore. I mean, I can't stress it enough. Like, you know, some people, I think that they want to just walk into Hollywood and get in a Paramount Pictures film and be the star. It's like you're going to want to have experience before you take on something like that, you know, because in a film, when you're a lead, like the whole, you're like you're carrying the whole film. So you want to be prepared for that. It's like I had done so many films, small films, bigger films, like before I got this role. And I mean, I was anxious. I was like, "Oh my gosh, can I do this? Am I going to be able to do this?" You know, and like I had a couple of close friends be like, "Jamie, are you, this is what you do. Come on, you know, like you do this all the time." But it's still, I can't imagine going into a big role, you know, like this, where the world is going to see, and not having experience. Like, it just blows my mind when actors, maybe they sit in an acting class for 10 years, but they don't do an audition. It's like, you know, so that's the advice that I would give, is just submit for everything and do everything you can get your hands on, because you're going to become more and more comfortable in front of that camera the more that you're in front of it.
Understood. Maria, you're doing a
And you
lot of
need
head
to know
nodding.
what you're doing on set, you know, like when they see camera right and camera left and just give you directions, like, You have to hit your marks. Like, you don't, you know what I mean? You want to know what you're doing. And
Mm-hmm.
acting class, I learned way more from working than I did in any acting class.
Yeah.
Though I learned a lot in the classes I took, but I've learned way more from working.
That makes sense. Maria's doing so much head nodding, I don't think she has a comment.
I'm one of those people who ducks.
Yeah, it's like you're listening to heavy metal music over there and headbanging.
Oh, maybe I am. No, I agree with absolutely everything Jamie says. If you want to be an actor, don't go to class. Well, if you need to go to classes, go to classes. But audition, get out there, put yourself on the line, learn, be on every set you possibly can. And when you do book that role, especially the big emotional things, give yourself permission to experience those emotions and do it properly. Give yourself permission to do what you do. Don't go there with your head in a knot and thinking about stupid things like, oh, I hate my costume. Oh, I don't like this or whatever. Just find that calm space within your mind and become the character there.
Right. That makes perfect sense to me.
Just allow yourself to do it.
And yeah, sure.
This is a different film though as well. Just hitting on something Jamie says. It's not just another film we did. It is a sequel to one of the most notorious horror films of all time. And our work is going to be seen on a level that we have never yet seen that happen. It's going to be scrutinized on a level that we are not used to. So for the first time in
True.
my life, I've been thinking about scenes that I did, thinking, oh, maybe I should have did that. Maybe I should have done that. I hope I don't look stupid because I did that. And I've never done that with another film.
I understand. I don't think you have anything to worry about.
She doesn't.
She doesn't. You don't either. You don't
She
either.
doesn't. She's amazing.
And everything that you've both said about Mare is he wouldn't let that happen, you know? He was so meticulous. He chose you both and everybody else, and you know it was meticulous. He wanted everybody there that he thought would fit in well. Like you said, the set was wonderful. The people were respectful. So I guess it had that family atmosphere. So he had everybody he needed who needed to be there. Everybody had proven themselves. So, I mean,
That's
I
true.
cannot wait for this.
Terry
Yeah,
emailed me
they
the
saw
other day.
hundreds. Go ahead.
Yeah, they did.
Say, oh, just they saw hundreds and hundreds. They saw hundreds and hundreds of actors over months and months and
I'm
months.
sure.
So, yeah, I mean,
They didn't flip a coin at the end of the day.
Yeah,
You
so
know?
we I tell myself that to, boost my confidence, 'cause like a lot of actors, we tend to not be very confident.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're both humble, which is wonderful, but you could still be confident and it's not arrogance, to be confident, so
Terry emailed me the other day and he was like, I've been looking at the footage and you look amazing. And I'm like, what, amazing as in I didn't break a camera?
What? You're so bad. One day I'm going to meet you in person, Marie, and we're going to have a talk. But so when is this movie coming out? Is there any idea? Do you have any idea yet? Because it's still listed on IMDb as, we don't have a schedule yet for this film type of thing. Any clue?
I'm not sure, but I have heard October 2016, like mentioned
Oh,
around the
I
place.
gotta wait 10 months or oh man. All right, I can do it. I could do it. I'm gonna have to. I mean, what else am I gonna do? But well, I think that's gonna be a big launch, so I guess they're launching it around Halloween. I think they re that to me that sounds like they know they have something big on their hands. So that's awesome.
I cannot say what an honor it was to work with Mayer. He came up to me in one day and I don't know if you know, but he has this thick accent and he was like, So what makes the set so special? And I was like, you, Mayer. You make
Oh,
the set so special.
that's cool. Wonderful. And
Yeah.
what about you, Jamie? Same thing?
Same thing. Yeah, I mean, I feel like Mayer is, my father. Like, I just feel really close to him. Yeah, he did. He's amazing. It's amazing, kind, warm, humble person.
And he wrote this thing, and that's you wonder, it's like, what's he getting out of his system? And
you know the story of how the original came about, right?
Well, why don't you tell us, just in case people don't know?
Mayer was driving with a friend and with his daughter Tammy one day in New York, mm-hmm. and this woman who had been attacked in the woods came out in front of the car, and they stopped and eventually took her to a hospital. And Mayer followed up with all of that with the police and the hospital and everything. And I Spit in Your Grave came out of him trying to exorcise that from his system, from his psyche.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so it's based on a true experience that he had, that he's working through. And like 40 years later, we're still working through. So it just shows you how much impact things like that can have on a person.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I mean, we've all had those little experiences where we see people suffering and you come across it. And I you know, because it's so out of the norm. You know, our reactions are just sometimes very, very raw, and we don't know how to address them, actually. So I can understand that completely. Boy, man, now you caught me with that one, because now I don't know how to segue.
I will tell you another fun story from on set.
Good, then I'm going to segue.
There was this very, very intense scene that I shot with Jamie and with everyone, and it ended. It was super intense. And at the end of it, I was in this dirty, bloody, crumpled, painful heap on the ground.
Wow.
And after the scene, after Mayer yelled cut, silence descended on the set because no one knew if I was alive, probably. And Mayer said into the silence, after leaving it sit for about a minute, he just said, I love you, Maria. And from the ground, from this pile of dirt that I was in, rocks that I was lying on, I lifted up my head barely and said, I love you too, Mayer.
Oh, man. What an experience. Wow.
Fun times.
Wow. Oh, man. Let's see. Jamie, so how do you feel about your confidence now? You put this thing to bed. You know, it's going to, you know, I mean, obviously you're not going to see it tomorrow or anything like that. But so how are you feeling about your other projects coming up? Is there anything else you'd like to discuss briefly before?
I have a film I produced and I wrote it with the director, Leisha Clouston, and we are nearly done in post-production. And as a producer, you know, I've seen every cut and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited about it. It turned out really, really well, and I cannot wait for people to see it. It's so good. I'm so good. Excited, you know, 'cause when you're making a film, you don't know how it's going to turn out, you know?
Oh,
so
I know.
Just with it all like coming together and, you know, seeing your script come alive and your idea there, it's just incredible. So, I mean, we are going to be done in post completely probably by the end of this month. Then we have several distribution companies already interested. So we'll see who we end up going with, and hopefully we'll see it, in 2016. Yep. Good. And I have another film, All Girls Weekend, which is coming out in April. I'm the lead in that. That's by the brilliant writer-director Lou Simon. And it's a all-female horror film, which, funny, the film I produced is mostly females. It's the main characters are all female. But
right.
I haven't seen it yet. It was just at the Key West Film Festival in Key West, Florida. But I've heard that it's very, very good, and all the reviews on it have been really good, and the script was amazing. So I'm excited about that as well.
Excellent. Jamie, where can people find you, follow you, not stalk you? How about that?
I'm on Facebook under Jamie Bernadette. I have, you know, a normal account, and then I have like a fan page. So
right.
I have both there. And then on Instagram, I'm Jamie Bernadette as well. So it's real easy. It's spelled just like my name. And then on Twitter, I'm Jamie Bernadette without the E on the end of Bernadette. So I'm easy to find.
Okay, great. Maria, what about you? Some up and coming projects that you want to talk about? And then
Sure. The next one of my features that will be distributed is Southbound, which is a horror anthology and which kicked butt at the festivals that it recently screened at. I saw it about 3 weeks back and it's really amazing.
Cool.
It's coming out on VOD and select limited theatrical release in the second and third week of February. So that should be fun. One of the directors on that was David Bruckner, who is the director on VHS. So it's got a very high caliber of people attached to it. So
Well,
I'm
you're
super
there.
excited to be part of that. Yeah,
Good.
well, that's just me, whatever.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, you're so, oh my gosh. So what about where can people follow you, find you, and to maybe talk about the
They
clothes
can.
you're wearing? That was my hint.
Oh, the clothes I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Yes,
I told
okay.
you I'd remember that.
I am wearing a tank top which has the logo of my company, Monsterwork 66, on it, and a cute little flying demon this one has on it. I have a store somewhere in the depths of the internet that sells things like tank tops and t-shirts and hoodies and baby clothes and iPhone covers and cups and everything you can think of
Wow.
with the Monster 66 logo on. If anyone wants it, they probably have to ask me where to find it because there's no easy address to give you. But you can find me on Facebook. I'm at my friend limit, but my profile is public, so everyone can see anything I do. I have the my fan page as well, which anyone can obviously like. I have the Monsterworks 66 fan page as well. On Twitter, I'm at Maria Olson 66. I'm not on Instagram because I am one of the very final BlackBerry holdouts in the universe.
Yes, you are. I can see it. That's nice. Wow.
Yes.
BlackBerry holdout.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I like the keyboard, the hard keyboard that I can actually touch and not the virtual I can mess up on. Yeah. And IMDb, obviously. I'm there and my company's there too. Monstork 66.
Ladies, before we go and is there anything else you want to say? Either one, we'll start with Jamie because you haven't been here before. What would you like to anything? You could say anything you want. We don't edit. You could curse like crazy. I'm from New Jersey. I don't care. So, whatever you want to do.
Oh gosh. I don't know. I mean, and I think we talked about everything, that I wanted to talk about. So, but just
Good.
thanks for having us. It was a lot of fun.
Anytime. The door is always open. You don't have to knock.
Oh,
So
thanks.
feel free. Anytime it's like, hey Bill, I want to like just Maria. It's like, hey Bill, can I come on with Jamie? We sure, and it happened. So just let me know and please, it's an honor and a pleasure knowing how hard you two work and knowing how big this I spit on your grave deja vu vu. Oh my God, can't even speak French all of a sudden. Deja vu's going to be. I'm glad you came on early because this is going to be wonderful. Do you know where the premiere is going to be, ladies? Any idea
Not a
yet, or
clue.
too early?
I don't know.
Sorry.
I mean,
I keep hoping
yeah,
for New York somewhere so I could get there and see something, but
I
so
don't
anyway, no, that's okay. Maria, anything you want to say before we depart?
Sure. As it was Thanksgiving a couple days back, and as I was like, I'm thankful for my cat, I'm going to
I knew
say
that was coming,
something.
yes.
Yes, say something more. I'm thankful for all of the opportunities that have been handed to me, especially I spit in your grave, deja vu. I'm thankful for all of my wonderful friends and acquaintances that I have, including the amazing Ms. Jamie Bernadette. And speaking to Jamie recently, we've been speaking a lot recently. It's like, oh my gosh, we almost do everything the same and we have the same idea about how things should be done. This is good. I am no longer alone. I have a fellow fighter in this business. Yes.
Oh.
That's
Yeah, I
wonderful.
feel the same.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you both for coming on. You're both wonderful.
Thank you to you,
Oh,
William.
geez,
Yeah,
anytime, dear.
thank you.
Oh, please come on again. Ladies and gentlemen, just go to the IMDb pages for both Maria Olson and Jamie Bernadette, and you'll see what I'm talking about. They're doing so many things. It's incredible. I don't know how they do it. They have energy of like 10 people. Maybe they're vampires. I don't know. Maybe that'll come out in a future show. They'll admit.
Almost.
Yeah. Almost.
Stay up all night.
Oh, man.
Right, workaholics. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Total workaholics. Yeah.
Total.
Ladies, thank you so much. Please, you know, keep me posted on things. And if there's anything you want me to, you know, say to the masses, I'll be more than happy to. So much success. Thank you again. And looking forward to see I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu. Can't wait to see you both in action. And especially after this conversation, it's like you sold it. So let's put it that way. This is excellent marketing. So I hope Mare will be pleased as well as all of your other castmates and the rest of the crew. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night, ladies.
All right, you too.
You too.